possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today right here for Sports Radio 94 WIP, Phillies 24/7. And Francisco, and I got you for the next little over 20 minutes, and the Philadelphia Phillies stay in first place this weekend. Mets have a horrendous weekend, being outscored 30-4 by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Phils getting it done. The offense having a huge night on Friday, just breaking out in pretty much the biggest way that you can break out. I mean, just obliterated Bryce Elder, a couple of home runs from Trey, and then homer each from Schwarber and Casty, and big night Friday night, 13-0 win. You know, right back at it Saturday night with one run, and the Braves on a Sean Murphy grand slam, winning 6-1 on Saturday night, and then yesterday, Phil's getting a 2-1 victory behind once again Ranger Suarez, who's just been absolutely incredible. You know, outside of the one start that he came back from to start the year, he has just been unbelievable. Ranger has been so good. And so we're going to talk about this series, recap yesterday's game. And I want to, you know, ask you guys, and we'll get into this after talking about the series. Like, it's pretty much, it's been what? It's 49 and 35. So it's been about what? It's 84 games. So roughly, and it's at the halfway point, and I kind of just want to know where you are with this baseball team halfway into the season. I want to just know how you feel about the team, just general temperature check. Like, where are you on the team? So we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. We'll update you on the latest with Bryce Harper and Aaron Nola with their injuries, and then we will preview this week's matchup or the next couple of days against the Padres. So that's who we have next. So yesterday, we get another fantastic start from Ranger. And the Phils only scored a couple of runs in this game. You know, you had the Otto Kemp RBI double, and then you had Trey with the sack fly to bring in Otto Kemp. And that's all the Phillies would need, because Ranger, he went 7, had 8 strikeouts, only allowed 1 run. And then, you know, Kirkering, who's, you know, we were questioning, you know, I was definitely questioning him, you know, not that I thought he was a bad pitcher or anything, but I was just questioning, okay, second full season, you know, does he really have it? Was his confidence there? Everything like that. And he's just been, he's been really good as of late outside of the one game recently. But Kirkering, he shuts down Atlanta, you know, three strikeouts in the inning of work for him in the eighth. And then Strom did have a little bit of trouble, but was able to get out of it unscathed. And the Phillies won 2-1, you know, really on the heels of Ranger Suarez. And, you know, got to give credit to Kirkering and Strom for shutting it down in the, you know, in the back half, the last couple innings of the game. They were just, they got it done. So the Phils escape Atlanta with the series win. Was a weird, it felt like a very Phillies series. Felt like a Friday night, the offense showing you what they are capable of doing at times, which is score 10 plus runs, because they can do that, you know, given the talent that they do have on the offense. As down as I've been on the offense, they do have that ability at times. So just kind of my series recapping the series. I've kind of already recapped the series for you, but just the thoughts on the three game set against Atlanta. I guess my first thing is another series win over an NL East team this month. So you took three of four from the Marlins in Miami, and then right after that, you were able to take two of three from the Mets, and now you take two of three from the Braves, and especially winning these series against teams like the Mets and Braves, who you know are the teams you're competing with. I'm still not ready to say, and I know they've suffered injuries, and I know Sale's hurt right now, Ronaldo Lopez. I know these guys are hurt, but I'm not counting the Braves out of it yet. I'm not counting the Braves out of it just yet. Look, still made the playoffs last year, 100 plus wins, you know, years in a row. You know, the couple of years prior to that, like, I'm not counting them out of it just yet. They're not out of it just yet. It would have been nice to get a sweep and feel better about that, but I'm not counting. I know the Braves are 10.5 back of the Phillies in the division, but I'm not ready to count them out just yet. A couple of other things on the series, and I'm going kind of like player by player here. I mean, Ranger has just been unreal. Ranger has been unreal. His ERA is down to 2 now. His hard hit percentage, top 1% in Major League Baseball. His exit velocity, he's allowed, again, top 1% in baseball. He's been literally outside of the 3 2/3, 7 earned run, you know, debut to start the season against Arizona. He has been incredible outside of that. I mean, he's been unbelievable. He only has like one other start where he's allowed at least 3 earned runs. And that was a good outing against Pittsburgh back in mid-May. So outside of that, I mean, everything else has been at least, and there's only been another start, which was against Pittsburgh again, this time at home. The first one was at Pittsburgh, and the next start was 2 earned in 7 innings, and that, everything outside of that has been 1 or nothing. He's just been unbelievable. I mean, he really does look like he did the first half of last year, which is why I'm not ready to like anoint Ranger and say that he should be, you know, in the top 4 come playoff time, which I still do think they'll probably make the playoffs, but Ranger's been unreal. Ranger's been awesome. He was awesome. He was awesome on Sunday, and yeah, Ranger's been unreal. Max Kepler, I mean, we got to talk about Max Kepler stuff. I'm sorry, from a certain standpoint, I can understand that Kepler's talking about, you know, it came out that Max Kepler is complaining about playing time, that he was told he was going to be the starting left fielder. And I kind of agree with what Rob Thompson said. I think it was before Friday's game. I think he spoke either before or after Friday's game. I mean, Max has started. I mean, what he's started like 60 of 80 games or, you know, whatever the 60 of... He started 70. I mean, he's played 75 games, and I think he started like at least 60 of these, somewhere around that. I mean, you're on track to play what 120 games? okay, no, you're not playing 155 to 160 games, but you're still a starter. Like, I would say if you're playing at the 120 games, at minimum, you're a starter. You're most likely a starter. If you've started 120 games, you're the start. He's more or less been the starting left fielder. And I think it's just bogus stuff. I understand the rhythm stuff, but I mean, Kepler played, 105 games last year, 130 before that. And I know he's dealt with injuries in the past. I get that. But it's kind of loser stuff. It is. It's not like you've only played half the games, less than half the games. You played a good amount of these games. And your starts. It's not like you're coming in to pinch hit. It's not like you played 75 games and you've come in to pinch hit in half of them. No, you've started 75 to 80% of these games. Whatever that number is, 60 out of 80. So, I just think it's loser stuff from Max Kepler. I'm sorry. And Max seems like a... I don't know, after this. He seemed like a likable guy before this. I mean, this is... It's just... I kind of understand the rhythm stuff, but I don't know. You've been in the league. You've been in the majors for a decade now. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just think it's a bit of loser stuff, Max Kepler. Like, play better in those 60 games. Play better. That's all I can say. So I don't know. It doesn't really move the needle for me. Max Kepler complaining about not getting playing time. I what Rob Thompson said, like, kind of consider him a starter. You got to learn to go through the ruts. Be better. That's all I'm going to say. Play better in those 60 games or whatever that you started, and we can have this conversation about you should be starting more against maybe left-handers and stuff like that. I know he's only, what, it was like 3 or 4 games this year he started against left-handers. I get it, but at the same time, I don't know, man. I think if you're putting up better numbers in these games that you're starting, we could have the conversation you'd be starting more games. But it's just a bit of loser stuff. And the last one is, at this point, is this Jordan, who Jordan Romano is for the year? Romano has at times been really good. I think, what was it, the stretch in the month of May? That was like his best month so far. Yeah, May, he was very good. Outside of that, he sucked. I mean, he's got an ERA of almost 8 this month. He had an ERA of almost 13 in April. Like, we know that. I don't know, man. Like, this has really been frustrating for Romano. There's been times where he's looked really good, and there's times where he's looked absolutely horrible. There hasn't really been, I don't think there's really been a middle ground. Sometimes his slider and his stuff looks really, really, really good, his fastball-slider combination, which is, you know, what's made him so good, you know, in the past, and what he was with Toronto. And then there's times where it's like, okay, I can see why, you know, we were a little skeptical about you, or some fans were a little skeptical, and I know he was injured last year, but... Yeah, Jordan Romano has been frustrated. I mean, are we at the point where this is who he is?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is for the Phillies, and it's you just don't know where you're going to get. And, I mean, we were really banking when the Alvarado stuff happened. We were really banking on Romano being this back-end guy. And at the time when the Alvarado thing happened, we were like, oh, Romano's been pitching better. You know, thank God Romano's been pitching better. Maybe he's going to look like he did in Toronto. And it's not been good. It's not been good. I mean, thank goodness for Kirkering being better lately. But outside of that, I mean, Matt Strauss has been okay this year. The Romano thing is really frustrating. And I was really hoping that, I mean, at this point in the year, I mean, look, anything can happen second half of the season. I don't know. Romano's kind of been unpredictable to this point. So I guess trying to be positive here, the one thing I can say is that maybe just because Romano's kind of been unpredictable, that hopefully he can keep us with the unpredictability and have a really good second half. That's all you can really say, because outside of that, it's just been a lot of not very good stuff for Romano, and the numbers reflect it. It's not has not been good. Has not been good for Jordan Romano. Okay, all right. So now I want to get into this. That's kind of how I feel about the series overall. How do you feel about this baseball team? Now we are the halfway point. Again, like I said, just a little over 80 games. The team is in first place. They are in first place in the National League East. And it's been an up and down season a little bit, you know, more ups than downs. It's felt like, you know, with this team, you just, I don't know, man. I don't know. I want to know how you feel about this Phillies team, because if you've listened to the pod, really, like, since the Mets series, I've been just negative down on this team since then. And really, if you listen to the pod the last month or so, I've been really down on this team. This is the most, I've gotten to the point where, if you've heard me say it, and I've said it on the air too, on the station, I'm ready to sell the deadline. And like, it's kind of, I feel like weird saying it, but at the same time, I don't know. I'm conflicted, because part of me is just like, I hate this team, but I also understand that Dombrowski and the front office isn't going to do that necessarily. But, and like, from a standpoint, I understand you can't sell to guys like Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler and even Aaron Nola, who I know has struggled this year and with the injury too. I know you can't like necessarily sell that to them, but I am just, and you can't probably sell it to the fans. I am so down on this team at the point where I feel like I know who this team is. I know what they are. I mean, even saw it this last week. I mean, they're just so hot and cold. I think the offense is what it is at this point. I'm down on guys that I didn't think I'd be this down on, like JT Realmuto, Bryson Stott, you know, only being able to trust three guys in this offense. And the other guys, to me, are just, feels like they're just, I know this term's been used in the past, but just guys. I'm just really, I'm frustrated. I am at the point where I would sell at the deadline. I'm dead serious. I know it's not going to happen. I know you're probably listening and saying, like, of course, no, it's not going to happen. I'm just telling you how I feel about this team. I'm so down on this team to the point where, you know, what happened in Arizona in 23, what happened with the Mets series last year, and seeing just, I know who this offense is. There aren't guys who are still trying to figure out who they are. Maybe Bryson Stott, because he's still, it's not like he's been in the majors a decade, but maybe Bryson Stott. But like, outside of that, even I still feel like I know who Bryson Stott is, and I at this point, I'm so down on the offense, who I thought which could still be a top 10 offense in baseball. I know technically the numbers would say that they are. They're 11th in runs scored, and they're 8th in average, and 4th in on-base percentage, and 9th in OPS. I get that, but let's wait the full season, and I still feel like even then that we'll get to the playoffs, and it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same thing. I feel no differently. I guess we just got to wait to get to the back to the playoffs, see if I'm right or wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, because they're not going to sell the deadline. We know that. We know they're not going to sell the deadline. So I hope the only thing I can do is just hope that I'm wrong about this team and that they are going to ultimately get it done when they need to get it done. But I just think there's something off with the leadership in the clubhouse. I'm not saying there aren't leaders on this team, but I just don't feel like it's the right mix of players that you need to go win a championship. And I'm ready to go ahead and look at the future and get off guys like Boehm, Ranger Suarez, even Kyle Schwarber. Just let him, trade him now, get something for him, because he's going to walk in free agency, and I wouldn't want to re-sign him just because I don't think you need to split up this core somehow. And you're not going to get rid of Harper and Turner because Harper and Turner are on those long contracts. You're not going to get rid of them. It's not going to happen. I'm even on the side of potentially getting rid of Zach Wheeler somehow. I don't even know. I mean, that might be a little too far. I don't know, because I love Wheeler, but I don't know what it makes sense to keep Wheeler. I'm not saying rebuild, but I mean, Wheeler's also retiring in 2027. So I'm just at the point where I'm so down on this team that I'm just looking ahead to the future. Maybe not rebuild, but kind of take a couple pause years. I don't know, to kind of replenish. I'm not really sure, but I'm really at that point where I am ready to just move on from this core. I really am. If Harper and Trey are going to be here, what's it's going to be? Try to figure it out with other years. I don't know, man. It's just really frustrating. I knew this year was going to be an issue. I felt like coming into it after the playoffs last year, I felt it. I was at game two of the NLDS, even after they won that game. It was awesome. It was so fun. As a fan, it was incredible. But even at the time, I was like, yeah, this team isn't it. I think we all knew they were going to lose to the Mets. And I don't know what's going to change this year. Same formula. Their starting pitching is incredible. Their bullpen, even this year, is worse. We'll see what they do with the deadline. And then the offense, yeah, they can get hot at times. They can look really good. And there'll be times where they're really bad and they're really cold. And that's what's going to bite them in the playoffs. And I'm pretty sure it's going to happen again. And I know it's all negative talk, and you probably hate this, especially if you're not on the side of where I am. Maybe even hate this if you've been, I feel like I've been the most negative on this team out of anybody. but I can't hide my feelings. I'm not going to hide my feelings to you. So that's where I am on the team. You can let me know where you are on the Phillies. At this point, I hate being negative like this. I try not to be negative like this at times, especially, but can't hide my feelings. Injury updates on Bryce Harper and Aaron Nola. So Bryce could return as soon as Monday. He faced minor league pitchers on the field in Atlanta on Saturday. He's expected to be back during this week's homestand, possibly today. So Monday meaning today, he possibly could be back today. So it's good news on Bryce, so we could see him as soon as today. And stay tuned for updates. Stay tuned on the station. Stay tuned, because we will have an update for you on Bryce Harper as soon as we know that he can be back for this baseball team. Aaron Nola, on the other side, has been dealing with the right ankle sprain, or he's not dealing with the right ankle sprain anymore. It's the fracture in the right rib. He threw from 120 feet without any issues a couple of days ago. He will rest on, supposed to rest yesterday before deciding his next step. So we still do not know necessarily what's going on as recent as, a couple of days ago with Aaron. But we will know, pretty soon what the next step in Aaron Nola's progression is coming back from now the fracture in the right rib. Okay, so now we are on to the three-game set versus the San San Diego Padres. And the Padres, who sit right now 45-38, second in the National League West, coming into this series, really their bullpen's been their, you know, the strength of their team. Their fifth in earned run average in baseball. Starting pitching has been mediocre. They're 14th ranked ERA in baseball, and their offense, who has kind of been underwhelming this year, they are 22nd in runs scored. So far as the starting pitching matchups, we're going to get Matt Waldron versus Zach Wheeler tonight, and then we are going to get old friend Nick Pivetta back on the mound tonight for the Padres against Christopher Sanchez, and then it will be Dylan Cease versus Mick Abel on the mound Wednesday. So it is a 6:35 start tonight, and then it is 6:35 tomorrow, 1:05 on Wednesday, before having a day off on Thursday, and they'll be back at it right here at home versus the Cincinnati Reds. So looking forward tonight. Wheeler on the mound, always a good thing for the Phils. Okay, that will do it for me, Francisco Rojas. Another episode of Phillies Today. Let me know where you're at on the Phils halfway point of the season, how you're feeling about the team. Hopefully you're not feeling the way I'm feeling, because I just been so down on this team the entire year, and I've really hit a low point where I am halfway point into the season. So let me know. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. So that will do it for me, Francisco, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.